A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today, June the 22nd, is the optional memorial of Saints John Fisher and Thomas More. And Thomas More is a very special friend of mine. He was largely instrumental in getting me to become a Catholic. I grew up in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland. That gave me a great deal, and I will never cease to say thank you to the Lord for that, but I needed the Eucharist, so here I am. Now, More wasn't by any means always angelic. He had a gift for invective, which many people find disturbing, and he was very hard indeed on those people he considered heretics. But he did also have a number of virtues that make me love him. His integrity, his refusal to bend the convenience of the king's will, and his attitude to his daughters. Did you know that they were educated exactly the same as his son? And the eldest of them, Margaret, carried on a lively correspondence in Latin with Erasmus, of all people. So she was obviously no slouch, because Erasmus, frankly, wouldn't have bothered writing letters to a girl whose Latin was below par. And in addition, More had a lovely sense of humour that never, ever deserted, even on the scaffold. Well, today's gospel wasn't actually chosen to suit the memoria, but it fits. You can't serve two masters, says Jesus. More knew that. He knew he couldn't serve God and Henry VIII, and of course he picked the right one to serve. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, says Jesus. More knew that too, and he was perfectly reconciled in the end, being imprisoned in the Tower of London, to losing all his wealth and all his status. He'd been a very big shot, because he was aware that God was giving him what he needed, not in terms of clothes or food and drink, but what he'd longed for all his life, silence, solitude, time to pray. He'd wanted to be a Carthusian. He'd actually lived in the London Charterhouse for several years, but he recognized that he needed a wife and a family. And then in the end, he had a taste of the monastic life in the Tower. I want to read you just a tiny bit of his last letter to his daughter Margaret. Read any more, I'd end up in tears. So it's just as well I've limited myself here. And this is the little bit I've chosen. I should be sorry if it were to be any longer than tomorrow, that is, if I were to be executed later than tomorrow. For it is St. Thomas's even and the vigil of St. Peter, and therefore tomorrow long I to go to God. It were a day very meet and convenient for me. Farewell, my dear child, and pray for me, and I shall for you and for all your friends, that we may merrily meet in heaven. Well, we can't ask better than that, can we? To meet merrily in heaven. But let me come back a moment directly to the gospel passage. Pope Francis has been insisting ever since he was elected on the poor church for the poor, on not spending our lives worrying about material things, but getting down and dirty, obviously, not in the sense you may find in the dictionary of disgusting or shocking or dishonest, but, well, with the smell of the sheep on us. Oh yeah, I know he was talking about priests when he said that, but we're all called to be apostles of God. So I don't see how we can ignore the implications for ourselves. It's tempting, Francis said just the other day, to stay home with the one lamb, because it's easy to comb its wool and stroke it. But we're supposed to be out there looking for the 99 who've gone astray. Yeah, he hasn't got it wrong. This is the opposite of what Jesus says in the Gospel, where he says that the shepherd leaves the 99 for the one that's gone astray. But in our world, I think you're bound to agree, it's not so much a case of the one lost sheep in the flock of 100. It's 99 wandering, and just one sticking close to home. So we desperately need to be a community that's fruitful. We need to remember, said the Pope, that we've received God's grace freely, and we must give it freely. We need to go out and find the 99 who are not at home. Show them our love, which is God's love. That's what he said, and it's high time, too, that we stopped worrying about tomorrow, because if we're the children of that loving Father who even looks after the birds and the wild flowers, we can be sure that we're held in the palm of God's hand. You know, Thomas More defined himself on the point of being beheaded as the king's good servant, but God's first. Not a bad motto, whether you live in a monarchy or a republic. Just substitute president for king and the principles the same. We're called to be responsible members of civil society, to obey the law, to be honest and correct in our secular life. But if it comes to the point of having to choose between the state and the Lord, there's no competition, is there? And one day, we'll all merrily meet in heaven.